from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursula, topping our report this hour. There's been an arrest after a New Jersey woman was shot in the face with a crossbow Monday. 53-year-old Raymond Carey of Hasbrook Heights faces attempted murder charges. He was busted Tuesday in Pine Beach, Ocean County, one day after police say he shot the worker inside Birds by Joe 2 in Saddlebrook, the pet store that she owns. They say Carey, a regular customer, just walked in and fired the arrow. The woman was able to disarm him even after she was shot. It is the same store where a $7,000 African gray parrot was stolen in January, but the victim tells NJ.com that Carey had nothing to do with the parrot theft. New York's attorney general is condemning the Trump administration's cuts to the World Trade Center health program.
Letitia James is calling the reported 20% staff cuts, quote, reckless and, quote, cruel, and says it'll undermine efforts to help patients. The WTC health program provides medical treatment for 132,000 first responders, survivors, and others who lived or worked in Lower Manhattan when terrorists flew jets into the Twin Towers on 9/11. Over 10,000 New Jerseyans are enrolled, and Rutgers Health has a clinical center affiliated with the program. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
May 4th will mark 4 years since the state's single-use plastic bag ban went into effect. Now Republican Assemblyman John Azzurrity Jr. is sponsoring legislation to repeal the law.
I hear it all the time from people. Nobody has ever come up to me and said, hey, this is really working well. Everybody wants to get rid of it, in my world, my constituents.
His legislation would also repeal the ban on plastic straws and styrofoam to-go containers. As already says, the reusable bags that many people are now using in place of the single-use plastic bags take 15 to 20 times more plastic to produce. People will be freezing for a reason as New Jersey's biggest polar bear plunge is coming to Seaside Heights this weekend. Last year, a record 8,000 people took part in the plunge, which is organized by the Law Enforcement Torch Run and benefits New Jersey's Special Olympics. Thousands of plungers will head for the beach around 12:30, and then the plunge into the freezing ocean begins at 1 p.m. New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 6:01. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time coming up on 6:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Hey, guess what? It's cold out there, really cold. In fact, current temperatures range from 9 to 19 degrees across the state. There is a little bit of a breeze, but luckily the wicked wind of the past few days has calmed down. We're frozen today. Highs only around 30 this afternoon. Clouds will increase through the morning, and then there is a chance for some light snow clipping the southern tip of New Jersey late this afternoon into this evening. Maybe a coating to an inch on the ground somewhere, mainly along Cape May and Wildwood, and that's it. Calm and very cold overnight. Otherwise, lows mainly in the upper teens. There's actually a better chance for widespread snow showers tomorrow afternoon, up to a coating of accumulation. Otherwise, mostly cloudy tomorrow, highs near 30, into the mid-30s on Friday. New Jersey weather made possible by Trinity Rehab. Start 2025 strong with your health in focus. Prioritize your health and well-being with Trinity Rehab. Call 1-800-518-0977 or get started now at trinity-rehab.com.
Right now, Orange, 17 degrees. It's 14 in Hillsboro. Toms River, 16. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.